On the docks in Mooloolaba Harbour, fishermen have returned from 2 days out at sea to unload their latest take of wild caught spanner crabs. 10 vessels supply Les and Lynn App's Fraser Isle Spanner Crab Factory. They own 6 boats and were pioneers in Queensland's spanner crab industry in the 1990s.
I was the deckhand and he was the skipper.
We were the first and only people to build specifically a boat, live on Fraser Island, launch the boat through the surf. So we worked off the beach. We had many a moment, you know, with waves and all sorts of things, and we used a tractor to launch the boat. Wasn't easy.
A lot has changed since those humble beginnings. Southeast Queensland is the world's biggest spanner crab fishery, and Les and Lynn Apps now own 60% of the state's quota of around 1,500 tonnes.
People don't realise that this is in their back door.
All happening under the tourists' noses as they mosey on round the Sunshine Coast.
For sure. I mean, the crabs don't like to go much further south than Coffs Harbour. And they don't go much further north than about 1770. So that's typically our main areas from top end of Fraser Island to Mooloolaba. Most of our boats, and hence we've got a trading name, Fraser Isle Spanner Crabs. It's very pristine waters, unpolluted.
Jason Simpson has joined Les and Lynn App's business, which exports live spanner crabs under the name Aussie Red Crabs.
We're certainly on our way on a global scale. We're in Japan, China, Hong Kong, New Zealand at this point of time. My main goal is to raise the value of this beautiful protein. I look at the southern rock lobster, which is revered particularly in Asia, and the fishermen are getting 12, 15 times the price of what we can afford to pay our fishermen. And their fishery combined is 4.5 times the size of ours. So it doesn't make sense to me at the moment. I'll eat a spanner crab all day, every day over a cray, don't get me wrong, but there's this dramatic inequality. We're working really hard to try and increase the value but and the exposure of this wonderful crab.
So you've got crabs and you want to boast about it?
Absolutely. I believe it's the most regional seafood in the country, along with probably the eastern rock lobster down in New South Wales. The global capital of spanner crab is Mooloolaba, right where we are now. And it is essentially the Sunshine Coast own seafood.
Lynn App's looking in the store there. The mud crab was going for $45 a kilo, spanner crab $25 a kilo. So it's a real opportunity for consumers to try it.
Absolutely, yes. We don't understand why more people don't eat the spanner crab. It's so sweet and beautiful to eat.
But Les App's does have a theory.
The problem with the spanner crab, I think, for the Australian person is it doesn't have a big thick claw like a mud crab, but he has a lot of meat in the body and it's very sweet. We've spent a lot of money, a lot of promotion. We have some very good high profile chefs. Neil Perry backs us 100%. He was just over New York with the 50 top restaurants get together every year, and he did Fraser Island spanner crab.
The Apps and Jason Simpson concentrated on developing new technology to separate and package the crab meat for retail sale.
And with a little bit of preparation, we can take the meat straight out.
So you're blowing the meat out of the claws?
Yep. So you just hold it up, push it up, and then we've got a pedal at the bottom. Just push down on it.
Are you up for a bit of sashimi?
Oh, for breakfast.
You'd be very surprised how good it tastes.
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Sashimi for breakfast.
Yeah, this is good. Yeah. They are delicious.
Give this a go. Oh, yum. That is really good.
Inherently sweet, natural sweetness of the crab.
Recipes have been developed to convince Australian consumers to give the packaged crab meat a go.
We've got a cooked product and we've got a raw product. The recipes are simple. The number one dish in this country is our raw crab meat being used in a pasta dish. And that's a 5-minute exercise. That's fast food. And yet, it's on Rockpool in Sydney, it's on First Class, on Qantas, and it's so simple, and it really just lets the crab sing. It's a beautiful dish.